This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Fast food workers in more than 100 cities plan to walk off the job today. The goal, the desire to get paid $15 an hour. Marketplace's David Gurer reports.
The Service Employees International Union is backing the workers. Mary Kay Henry is the union's president.
They are not giving up until they are heard, and $15 in a union becomes a standard of practice in all fast food restaurants in the United States.
Corporations argue that would be bad for business. The SEIU has spent millions to get the word out, but MIT's Tom Kuffin says it's also asked home care workers, a group it's recently unionized, to strike in solidarity with the fast food workers.
Well, I think it's part of the redefinition of what a union really is and how unions operate.
Which has become necessary. Today, less than 7% of private sector employees are unionized. Harry Holzer is a labor economist at Georgetown.
The real question is there really pressure on employers to raise wages?
Sure, a day-long strike affects the bottom line, but, Holzer says, that's nothing compared to what it would cost them to raise wages and offer better benefits. In Washington, I'm David Gurra for Marketplace.